Where in the Bible will I find that God is no respecter of persons? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. In our life, we have seen people mistreated, races discriminated against, one person honored and another person dishonored. It is hard for us to understand that God is no respecter of persons. In this study of the Old Testament, we find that God dealt in a special way with the children of Israel throughout the period when the law of Moses was in effect. Just because one was born into the nation of Israel, God treated him differently than if he had been a Gentile. When Christ died on the cross, the middle wall of partition that separated Jews and Gentiles was broken down, Ephesians 2:14-16. But those early believers in Christ were all Jews, and for some time, they never took the gospel to the Gentiles at all. The Apostle Peter was chosen by the Lord to be the first to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, Acts 10:5, Acts 15:7. Peter was shown a vision by the Lord with various animals in it and told to rise, kill, and eat. He refused, saying, "I have never eaten anything common and unclean." The Lord's reply was, "What God hath cleansed, make not thou common." Acts 10:9-15. Peter learned a lesson we all should learn and put it to use. In the house of a Gentile family, he said, "God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Acts 10:28. He also added this, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him." Acts 10:34-35. Peter, being a Jew, must have been astonished when this truth was first realized by him. All of his life he had been a part of God's chosen nation, that nation which his Son, the Savior of the world, was to come through. Now he learns that neither race nor nationality made any difference in God's sight. God had always loved the world, but he chose the Jews as that nation of people through whom he would bring his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. God saves all alike through his word, the gospel. He commands everyone to hear his word, believe it, repent, confess, be baptized, and then live a Christian life.